There is nothing really in the bulletin that I need to bring to your attention except what's in there, and you can read that for yourselves. But a point that I wish to emphasize, or the point that I wish to emphasize this morning, is the fact that next Sunday we begin the Septuagesima season, which is a pre-Lenten season, and a very important one, and one that has been forgotten. I was talking to a priest just the other day, a priest, mind you, who is even in the traditional movement of the church. And when I spoke of Septuagesima, this good priest said, "What's that?" We will go into Septuagesima more and more as we go along. But the whole part of Septuagesima, the whole part of Lent, the whole part of anything that we do has to be assessed from the viewpoint of belief. What precisely is my belief? What do I, deep down, last line, bottom line, what do I believe in? Is it an intellectual belief? I hope not. But for too many people, it is an intellectual belief. They've read it someplace, they've heard it someplace, and now with computer as it is, it's push button, ready information. You remember the time, and I'm not trying to be facetious, when typing on the typewriter we used to say, "I hunt and peck." Today with the computer, we peck and we hunt. And in so doing, we hunt, uninstructed, uninformed, unprepared, we hunt. And according to the peck that we have made, the information that we seek out of context, almost in every case, is presented to us, as much of it as we wish, and we use it. We must be concerned. I am concerned. And I'm growing more and more concerned with each new day as I come into contact with more and more people. I am concerned about our holy Catholic religion. We must make a distinction. We must make a clear distinction. We must make a very clear distinction between traditionalist Catholicism and Roman Catholic Catholicism. There is a vast gulf between the two. And too many of our traditionalist Catholics spend too much time with the computer. And they search and research and prove and reprove and look and relook all kinds of things. And they put together the wrong answer. This is not Catholicism. If we are going to be Catholic, let us be Catholic. Let us be the kind of Catholic that we would have been had there not been a major upheaval in the Catholic Church. That's the kind of Catholic we have to be. And a lot of the things that are presented today as Catholic are simply traditionalist. And where do these people come from? Where does this mentality come from? I was in serious college administration once upon a time. I'll give you the exact years. From 1959 to 1972. It's a long, not too long, but it's long enough time. And whether you want to call it good fortune or bad, that I was there, I say, in serious administration during those dreadful, dreadful years, the hippie years. And hippieism, let us not live in fantasy. Though as such, hippieism is gone as such. But the virus of hippieism is still right where it always was. It is still there. And we are following through the same kind of mental application, mental disturbance, mental everything that went with hippieism. The hippies pecked at the foundation. Have you ever seen ants at work? Have you ever watched ants at work? They each take a tiny little peck, a tiny little bit. Every ant carries off a tiny, tiny, tiny morsel, little by little, before the ants leave. You have a carcass. I can't think of the word at the moment. You have a skeleton. You have nothing left. The hippies attacked point by point by point. They hit at the foundation while we were looking on. Most of us, some of us were not. I didn't, and I got in serious trouble. There were others like me, and they got in serious trouble too. But they pecked at the foundation. But the result is being made manifest today. The superstructure is crumbling more and more each day. And with each new wind that comes in the direction of that structure, not being well founded on the foundation, each wind knocks great portions of the structure to the ground. And there's little left of that structure, believe me. It is wearisome, and it is worrisome where our religion has gone. Our religion today is in the hands of those who have reduced it to sheer intellectualism. And that's not what we are about. We must be convinced in our hearts. And it is very hard to start this. I was talking to someone only yesterday, and to show you how we have degenerated in our way of procedure, this person had done all things correctly according to that person's way of looking at things. And when brought to that person's attention, that person said, "Well, tell me some of the steps that I can take to correct." Today, we think we can push a button, or we can take a pill, or whatever, and it'll all go away. It's not going away. Where are our children? And the hippies of the 60s are amongst those who today are saying, Where are our children? I wonder why. I know these words are difficult. Now that I realize and I make it very clear that circumstances change. And I know circumstances. I know circumstances in this church. But because I know circumstances in this church, I must not be guilty of silence. We have to face it head on. We are in dangerous waters. And for us to turn away from the waves does not make the waves go away. They are there. And it's interesting, too, to note, not every case, thanks be to God. Please understand me when I speak, that when children leave parents, in some cases, not all, thank goodness, due to parents' way of handling things and of parents' grace that they need, when children leave parents, some parents today, why do they leave in hatred of their parents? Why is that? Why is that? There was a statement in today's gospel by our Lord. I want to read it to you. And I tell you that many will come from the east and from the west, and will feast with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom will be put forth into the darkness outside. There will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. If we are going to be Catholic, then we have to be Catholic. It's as simple as that. And we must not look to the proof and the searching and the researching and the double proofing and the looking back. This is what we are shoving down, some of us. This is what we are shoving down our children's throats, and they won't have it. And we will not look into ourselves to see, is it our children's fault? Or is it my fault? Our children have nothing left to hang on to. Intellectual Catholicism is the ruination of us all. We no longer know faith. We no longer comprehend faith. We no longer have within us belief, true, sincere, deep-seated belief, foundational belief that the hippies tried their best to destroy. Did a good job. Did an excellent job. I also had, in the past few days, experience talking to individuals. Individuals who are teaching their children, perhaps even in homeschooling, and catechetical instruction. And in the course of the conversation, it was uttered, with reference to the Eucharist, that Jesus comes and dwells in the host. In other words, the host is nothing more than a doghouse is for the dog to go in there and live and get out of the rain. The host is nothing more than for the second person of the Blessed Trinity to get into and live. And this, my beloved people, comes from people that we would say, my goodness, at the Catholicism. If that tabernacle right there that we're all looking at is nothing more than a container to maintain containers, I'm gone. I am not sacrificing my life for a bunch of bread containers. Believe me. We have to understand what we're talking about. We have to understand our definitions. You see, today, definitions. Everything has been reduced to definition. Not only in the new church, let's not throw stones only at the new church. Let's throw stones at ourselves, wherever we are. There's only one big job that we here in the monastery have taken upon ourselves, and I would like, I've hinted at it in here several times before, but you know, each time when I'm trying to go to sleep and I can't sleep and I don't have a pencil and pad near my bed, things come to my head, and by the time I get to where I can write them down, I forgot half of them. Or wake up in the middle of the night. But a thought occurred to me that we have only one job left. I've used the word example, yes. Yes, indeed. Is it going to be my job to go and restore? Because some people, I'm getting so tired of hearing the expression, restore all things in Christ. That was good back when. The restoration that we're speaking of now is gone with the wind. Who am I to be able to restore anything or to reconstruct the foundation that is, the structure that has completely crumbled in front of my very eyes? Who am I? It isn't for me to do that. We forget the only one that can. And because we forget the only one that can, nothing is being done. Remember last Sunday, I gave you the example of the three wise men. Let's go over that one more time. The three wise men came from various parts of the world. And they were being led by a star, obviously of divine origin. When they came to the city gates of Jerusalem, they entered. And they started asking around, where is he who is born King of the Jews? And they started seeking human guidance, human information. Where is he who is born King of the Jews? And the star vanished. It was gone. It was no longer there. If we want human counseling, then we will have human counseling. Let us not expect God to step in together with the humans and give us counseling at the same time. It doesn't work that way. It was only after the wise men left the source of human information that the star reappeared. Isn't that something? The only reason why this monastery is here, the only reason, may I qualify it somewhat? That's, you know, we got other things to do too. Principal among these is saying the holy sacrifice of the Mass, the true sacrifice of the Mass. We know all that. But the only reason why this monastery is here, let it be known to all, the only reason is by what we are doing, by our sacrifices, by our prayers, by our good works, whatever we do in our infirmities of the human nature, our one and only hope is that we might be helpful in persuading God to do something about it. And I pass this on to you, that you are there to persuade God to do something about it. Only God can bring your children back, your brothers, your sisters, your fathers, your mothers. You can prove until you turn purple in the face, and you will persuade nobody of anything. Only God can handle this case. And the sooner we come to that humbling recognition, that's when things are going to begin to happen. God has got to see that we really and truly want this to take place. Not for my sake, because who am I? Not for my sake, but for his own sake. And that I have got to withdraw every bit of me out of it. It is only God who can work this out. And my going to the computer, dear Lord in heaven, help us. The computer, my beloved people, does not have the answer. It has information, but that's all. But we, in our self-righteousness sometimes, go to the computer, and dear heaven, how we can quote. We quote quotation after quotation after quotation. We go to the fathers, the doctors, everybody, the church. We take everything out of context, put it on a piece of paper, and blooey. We received a periodical here not so long ago, about 2 or 3, 4 weeks ago. I think it was something like about 20 pages of nothing but quotations to prove this, that, and the other. What a waste of time. We didn't read it, we threw it out. We can sit and quote all day long, and it means positively nothing. The computer is not where the answer is. The answer is inside of my own heart, which I will carry with me wherever I go. And if I cannot listen with the ears of my heart and put the stupid computer out in the garbage can where it belongs, I will never have peace. I will never have understanding.
I will never have piety, and I will go all the way through Septuagesima, all the way through Lent, all the way through Easter, and get absolutely nothing out of it. Absolutely nothing. And at the end of the time, we will look back and say, what did I get out of it? Only more of my own self. We're living in dangerous times. Let us not think, as I have said so often before, I've got to quit, I know, but I can't help it. As I have said so many times before, let us not think that just because we place our gift on the altar of tradition, that it is automatically acceptable to God. Let us not think that, my beloved people. That is the beginning of the real end, if that is what we think. And what I think in no way controls the thought of Almighty God. And you want to know something? And I hope I will quit after that one. Over the years, we have condemned the Protestants for private interpretation. And we see Protestantism is a matter of what I personally and individually believe. And there are as many parts to Protestantism as there are people who are Protestants. You want to know something that is absolutely hair-raising? Those of us who claim to be Roman Catholic, capital R, capital C, traditional Roman Catholic, capital T, capital R, capital C, but who are no more than traditionalist Catholics, little t, little c, there is as much private interpretation amongst them as there is amongst any Protestant of any age. Believe that or not. And if tomorrow morning the finest man on this globe, the most perfect, the most holy, the most absolutely wonderful man on this entire globe is put into the chair of St. Peter, ask yourselves a very good question. Go to the computer and ask the computer. How many traditionalists will pay him homage? Think that one over. Think that one over. That's how far we have gone. Yes, we can blame the hippies, we can blame the Vatican Council, we can blame whoever it is, but until we ourselves get our heads together and start looking at the religion as it is supposed to be looked at over the 1800, 1900 years, then forget it. My beloved people, I know you're going to say, when is he going to stop talking like that? Things are developing, and they're developing fast, and you know it better than I do, and better than we do. You have access to the news, we don't. All we know is what you want us to know that you bring to us. So we're completely dependent on you feeding us information. I hope proper and good information, and correct and true. But you know better than we do where we're headed. And the question now is, how much time do we have left? And when you know that lightning is about to strike at any moment, you don't go around sniffing at the posies as you go along life's path. We ain't got that time. And it's time that we looked at reality as reality is, and not as we would like for it to be. Please pray. Pray with all your might. Septuagesima tells you all about it. Mortification on the back. How mortified are we, in truth and in fact? Are we just simply living a charade? But how truly mortified are we? What kind of a prayer life do we have? What am I giving to God? Let us stop looking for how much God can give to me. But what am I giving to Him? Septuagesima, mortification, all that come together. I will read this other, and then I will go. I'll tell you that many will come from the east and from the west, and will feast with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom, my word, who are the children of the kingdom? Who are the children of this kingdom? Am I one? Are these men up here dressed in black, children of the kingdom? Are you children of the kingdom? Who are the children of the kingdom? Those who place their gift on the altar of tradition? Who are the children of the kingdom? They will be put forth into the darkness outside. There will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth. I love you. I love us. I love me. And I don't want to save my I don't want to lose my soul. And I don't want you to lose your souls. That's why we're here this morning. And unless and until we look at it in the eyes of, through the eyes of Jesus Christ Himself, we are in trouble. Hippieism reduced everything to the natural level. To the natural level. Questions unending. Questions unending. Questions unending. Like the ants pecking away constantly at the corpse. Love you, and we must enter into this season with its proper attitude, my precious, precious friends and people.